This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
In a new poll, they asked people, you can choose one thing. Mm-hmm. Know how you're going to die or when you're going to die. What would you prefer?
Any of it. I hate when these questions
leave. I know. How you're going to die.
Probably when.
Or when you're going to die.
It's good. It's better to know when, right?
Yeah. So you can plan.
It's better to know when, so you can, because if, well, if you found
your
out.
Your mindset changes.
Yeah, if you're like, hey, guess what? Life. You're dying in 2025. It's like, okay, well, then I quit.
Well, what if it was like, you're going to die, parachuting in Turkey?
You'd be like, then you could avoid
never,
it.
Right, never.
Yeah, but then you're like, you go your whole life, you're like, okay, well, I'll make sure that I'm never parachuting in Turkey, but then all of a sudden, like, I don't know how it would happen.
Time, so.
It's like, all of a sudden you're on an airplane.
Yeah, but they won't eat.
And it flies over Turkey somehow, and some guy gives you a parachute, and you're like, oh, man, crap. Here it is.
The plane just falls apart midair, and you just actually fall out, and you're not skydiving. You're falling out of a plane. But I feel like if they give you the information, they're not going to be that specific, like, he will die skydiving over Paris. It's more like, it'll be a skydiving accident.
Yeah.
What, I don't know what advantage it gives you to know how you'll die. Because I think you could prevent it. Couldn't you?
Well, no, because they've told you how, so it's set in stone, right?
Yeah. I guess. Okay. Jason the G, what's your take on this?
Well, like, if you know how, so let's say you're going to die choking, but you don't know when, every time you eat would just be, like, anxiety and terrifying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I almost died choking last night.
Stop it.
No, the worst choking incident I've ever had in my life. Like, I'm still sore from coughing and choking so hard.
Steak?
No, you know what it was?
Peanuts?
No, Amber made firecracker salmon, and whatever the sauce, like, it was like sticky sauce on top of it, it got stuck in my throat, like the spice, the hot, spicy, sticky stuff.
And it was like burning.
A mother freaking nightmare.
Yeah. Wow.
I was in every position known to man trying to, like, trying to, you
but
know,
you
like,
could get,
hands
you could
up.
Get air, it just was like.
I could get air, but every time I took a breath, I choke.
So even if you couldn't drink something?
You know, eventually, so 10 minutes in of me, like, I'm purple now. Amber's freaking out.
Were you doggy style or missionary at his point?
Yes. I was everything. I was everything. I was trying every position just to see. You know what worked?
What?
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that'll clean the gullet.
No, honestly, we had some leftover mashed potato.
And
Amber's like, quick. I took them, and I guess it kind of pushed whatever it was down.
That's a real Irish remedy. That's a real
Irish. Get the mashed potatoes!
Get
the glass and get the emergency mashed potatoes!
Dave's the only guy I know who had his life saved by mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
That's the first time ever.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yep.
Honestly, whatever. I tried milk. I tried water. Nothing was working. Mashed potatoes pushed it down, and I was able to breathe.
I've long
normally
said that they should be in a first aid kit.
Yeah.
The emergency mash.
We'll have to put some in the studio here just in case Dave has an accident.
I never thought. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I
have to rush
you.
I'll save you, Dave. I'll rip it off. You stick emergency mashed potatoes. No. Swallow it.
You got like instant mashed potatoes. He's trying to fight you.
He's spitting at me.
It's got to be real.
Yeah. No, Dave. We've got to save your life. There's no time for the real mashed potatoes.
I'm in here mashing real potatoes.
You're dying, man.
Quick, come on, mash.
It takes time. It's all me.
We're mashing them up, Dave. Don't die on us. I said, man, I don't know if mashed up enough. He's very particular about his mashed potatoes.
I just realized it looks like I'm just jerking myself.
Yeah.
I was mashing potatoes.
It's no time to jerk off, Jim.
I'm not jerking.
I need mashed potatoes.
It's your life, Dave. I would never jerk in a moment like this.
I'm the greatest masher of potatoes there is from all my training.
I have an arm built for mashed potatoes.
Oh my God, look at his left hand go.
I feed Dave my mashed potatoes and he like turns 20 years younger.
But so honestly, good. It was the, oh, I was like, finally, like, it was 10 minutes of stress, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so finally, mashed potatoes saved the day.
I've seen one other person, what I would say, choking from spice. Like my buddy Gordy went out with us. It was like a birthday dinner for Rowan. And I can't even remember what they had. They had like some spicy wings or something like that. And it was the spice. he wasn't choking on food. Like, food did not block his airway.
Right.
He was choking on the spice.
And that was me, like, the sticky, because it was sticky,
yeah,
it stuck there, and then it, like, you know Amber, right?
Yeah.
Her crazy Indian spice, but this was called, like, firecracker salmon. It was super hot. And it just wouldn't move.
The crazy thing about it was, so he eats the wing, and this is like just as COVID, like they were lifting restrictions and letting people have like whatever it was, like you could have 8 to 10 people, whatever it was, like in like a restaurant. Mm-hmm. We're in this restaurant and he starts coughing.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh no. I'm like, right. Gordy,
you gotta, yeah,
you gotta stop coughing.
A sneeze or a cough, everyone was like,
he is trying so hard to get rid of, like, he's, and I mean, bright red, yeah. Like you said, like going purple.
I was.
It's crazy.
Honestly, my ribs and side are so sore today from how hard I was, like, coughing and choking.
Yeah.
Oh. It was bad times.
It's so odd, like, that your body. You know, because technically, I think the whole time you could breathe.
Right.
But your body is, like, fighting you.
And
it's such a weird thing.
Amber ended her phone call she was on 5 minutes into me. Like,
she didn't think it was that serious, probably.
The universal choking.
She's like, oh, I should go. I'll call you back.
Dave's choking.
Jameson was like, what do I do?
Oh, boy. He's mashing potatoes.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know if your throat closes because of the spice or what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but scary, I've seen it, and it's weird.
Yeah, like, every time I tried to take a breath in, I would, like, choke. Anyway, okay. Have mashed potatoes.
It'd be weird if you died from salmon,
firecracker salmon. Would be really bad.
Like, what happened to Dave? Firecracker.
Oh,
firecracker
salmon! Yeah, you didn't hear?
Oh, you didn't have the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, there's no mashed potatoes anywhere.
Was it COVID?
No.
Salmon.
No, in the time of COVID, Dave died of eating firecracker salmon. He took all the precautions. He was wearing a mask. But he died of firecracker salmon.
They look at a list of all the food deaths. They're like that crazy Japanese poison fish.
Uh-huh.
There's a bunch of people and then one salmon.
One salmon.
Yeah, salmon's killed one.
Worldwide report of firecracker salmon. Just one.
Just one.
That's it. All right, so back to how, when or how you die. Most people say they'd rather know when than how.
Yeah.
In America, it was 16% said how, 32% said would rather know when I will die, and 52% said they weren't sure.
Yeah, because I think you say you're not sure because you really don't want to know either.
Yeah.
You just want to live life, and then it happens, and it happens.
Yeah, I guess it does.
You know, but I do understand the whole, once you know how, it can really put your life into proper pride. Like, none of us live like we're gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
None of us.
You know,
we're gonna live forever.
Yeah, none of us live like we're gone tomorrow. And
like, got a plan, got to save.
Yeah.
Gotta do this.
Yeah.
I've never lived for any day in the future. That's
smart man.
Moment guy.
Smart man. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to change that.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, because tomorrow kept coming.
Yeah.
It's upsetting.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, God, no.
No.
Yeah, yep. I think too, like, if you knew it was going to be a car accident, you'd never get into a car again, right? Like, it would change your whole life.
But I look at this as the rules, like Chuck said, like, you've got the fortune teller gave you the fortune. There's no changing it. Like, if you died, it said you were going to die in a car accident, you would somehow mysteriously end up in a car to make the prophecy. Yeah,
exactly. Sure. Or, like, you're sitting in the building and a senior comes through the wall.
Right.
And takes you out, you know?
That is the second way I almost died in a couple of days. The first was as we were cooking family dinner over the weekend, our oven door exploded.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Like, just, it sounded like literally gunshots.
I've never seen that either.
Yeah.
They're designed for heat.
Right. They are. But the tempered glass on the inside of the oven door just shattered. So everything that was in the oven had to be thrown out.
Mm. Oh, sure, because it's...
Yeah. Right, because you don't want to perforate colons and stuff. So, thankfully, you know, the main course wasn't there,
but everything, side dishes and biscuits and all sorts of stuff.
What's going on with Dave breaking glass all of a sudden? Sunroofs exploding, oven doors are blowing up. Is your powder powers now turned into glass?
Something's going on.
Yeah, it's very strange. So I guess
it's like Final Destination at your house right now.
I know. I mean,
maybe you just can't. Maybe you can't avoid this.
I gotta stop eating at my house.
Maybe I mean it keeps trying to get you. You know.
Yep. I'd end up cooking things on the barbecue.
Yeah. Oh, and then it'll explode.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I had to, like, you know, the side dishes all had to be.
Oh yeah.
Moved to the barbecue, but who knows? I looked it up, and it's very rare, but it does happen.
Mm. Yeah, I've never seen it.
First time I've ever heard of it.
Like, you think it's oven glass. Like, it's designed to withstand. I mean, I don't know what Dave was cooking at, 10 million degrees or whatever.
No, it was just Amber was cooking all day. We were having, like, family dinner.
Right.
And she was cooking. She made, like, a cheesecake first, and then she started cooking, you know, side dishes and stuff, and it was just on. But that's what an oven should be.
Yeah.
Right? We weren't doing anything normal, anything out of the ordinary. I mean, it was just what you do. You cook all day. And, yeah, it just shattered. I mean, Amber has been saying we need a new oven.
Oh.
Yeah, look for the hammer marks.
No.
I guess that's it.
I don't know what happened, Dave.
She's been complaining about it for a couple of years, but... Yeah.
I don't know what happened,
but
she'd all shattered.
Her own meal. It was... Yeah. Someone said you can, like, insurance will cover it, but I don't know.
What, your homeowner's insurance?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Then I don't know if you want to go through
premiums
all that
will go up.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to look into it.
Go get a new one.
Because now we got to get someone to, like, it's got to be completely opened
up. Out.
And because the shards of glass could fall in and they can be blown around when you turn it on. I was reading, like, the dangers of that.
Oh, right? Really?
Oh, man.
So it's all got to be opened up and cleaned out and...
What a pain.
Oh, good times.
Amber wins. Time to let someone else deal with that. Yeah, let somebody else deal with all that.
I don't really... We've got a lot of bills lately. I'm trying to avoid.
I bet.
Trying to avoid that.
Kids in school. Lots of stuff.
Well, all right, somebody, you guys. They are looking for the USA mullet champion.
Can I tell you, this is what dreams are made of?
And there's a kid from Wisconsin that better freaking win this, because I am all in on this kid. J.D. Strick.
He's got a great name
for a mullet. Has had his mullet since he was in second grade. And he's hoping to be crowned the USA mullet champion. Are you ready to see little JD?
I am. I have high hopes now.
Here he is.
Oh, man. Oh, the thing is crazy.
He's everything you imagined and more.
Oh, wow. He's like a... How old is he?
Wait till you see there's a full
He is
body.
Like a... No, honestly, he's like a 12-year-old... Kenny Powers.
Yep. He really
he is.
100%
is.
Yeah. Yep. He 100% is.
Which is incredible.
His picture's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check him out for yourself.
Those glasses are sweet.
He's got
the
it
pit
all
vipers.
Of it.
All the kids love the pit
sunglasses. He said, we went to the barbershop one day and I wanted to get my hair cut just like my favorite baseball player, Chris Bryant. And my mom said, are you sure? And I said, yeah, I want to
yes!
do it. Out of 500 kids around the country, he's made it to the final round of the USA Kids Mullet Championships. He's in the top 25.
Can is there any way to check out the top 25 of this? Don't you feel like these are the greatest photos of all time?
I'm sure if you go to the U.S. Mullet Championships website, you should be able to see some of them. I know the voting is over. They'll be announcing the winner at the end of the week. But you should still be able to see the contestants, I would assume.
The family just moved to Michigan last week, but they still have family and friends in Wisconsin, and that's where he was when he entered.
I would absolutely love
to. So it's going
to
be in a couple of days, they're going to reveal the final results.
The champion.
They don't have contestants.
Oh, the men's winners.
These are last year's winners. Oh my God, Jax has two teeth.
He's eight.
Yeah, yes, you're right.
The kid's amazing because his hair is cut the same way mine is currently, but he's got that sweet mullet in the back.
Yeah, yes.
This guy, Noah, in second place, he calls his the freedom flapper.
it's a gorgeous
Jude.
Look.
Little Archie Barrett, amazing. Oh my God, this guy with the curls.
Incredible.
The curly mullet. Oh, little Jackson from Pennsylvania calls him Little Jack Dirt. There's Cameron from Michigan, 14, modern mullet.
look at Weston.
Weston.
Weston looks like a mafia
enforcer. Weston looks like he's a man.
He's seven years old, and he looks like a full-grown man with a mullet.
He looks just...
And a wife beater.
He looks like just like John Daly.
He looks like he'd be smoking a cigarette right now.
Absolutely. At seven.
Yeah, like a cigar.
Yep.
I have an uncle who looked just like him, but this kid's seven.
Yeah.
He's from Texas.
The picture makes him look like he just said, "Give me the money by noon."
Oh my God.
Amazing.
It's the best.
Oh man, there's an actor that he's reminding me of. He was in Kill Bill. Oh, he was a big actor, drinking problem. Crap.
Sean Penn's brother?
Drinking problem.
No.
Kill Bill?
I'll never think of it. Tom something. Shoot.
Anyway, so this guy's in it to win it, but we won't know, and he won't know until Friday if he has made it through. Hmm. The voting has ended, so we can't do anything about it now, but let's look at the men's.
Oh,
here's the men's winners. Oh, my God.
Good God.
So
listen there.
Chunk?
On kids, it's cute. On men, it's terrifying.
That's not good.
Like, look at this guy in second place. That is, oh my God, did he suntan the stars and stripes on his chest?
Yes,
I'm sure he did.
That's a brilliant idea.
That's amazing.
4th of July this year is going to be amazing.
Oh, look at this chubby guy with a curly mullet over here.
There is stuff to
not
believe
attractive.
In. No, there is stuff
oh
to believe
God,
in.
Oh my God, look at Big what Rich Price in Ohio. I assume, again, that's like the Ohio mascot is this man right here.
That's just the kid that you just looked at grown up. That's all. He's got the Pit Vipers.
People are asking if it's Michael Madsen is the Kill Bill guy.
Yes, it is him. Yes, it is.
So,
Isn't there a women's division, too?
Oh, there is a women. You want to check out the women? Here's the famullet, as they call it.
Ooh, that's a rough look.
I don't like it on a woman.
I actually love it on a woman. I don't know what's wrong
problems.
With me.
You got a lot of problems.
I don't know what's wrong.
I think some women will agree with it.
Yeah, they can.
Some
if you're
do,
pretty,
yeah.
if you're pretty enough,
if you're incredibly pretty, I guess you can pull off any hairstyle.
Yeah.
But
I don't think
like
that
Cheyenne,
one. I don't like that one.
That just looks like long hair to me. But Maggie
bad,
looks
though.
Like she's a disaster.
Yep, she'll come in and wreck your life.
She looks like. She's a hardcore lesbian.
Like, I know
lesbian.
A woman with a mullet, and she looks good with it. But it looks a lot better than these.
Yeah.
I don't know about these.
Like, there's, like, the high fashion mullets that, like, girls will get sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's, like, a female reactor that has one, and it looks great.
Yeah.
There's not too many on the female one.
So no, there isn't. I'm sure a lot of women didn't enter. Like, I'm sure a million men entered, yes. right? But when it comes to women, I don't think that many. Someone said they had the gallery of all this year's
I was thinking of Tom Sizemore. That's who I was
Tom Sizemore.
Thinking of. And I thought Tom Sizemore was in Kill Bill, but he's not. He's like in, it's like two dudes that look almost exactly the same, those two guys. But Tom Sizemore, who was, I was thinking that kid looked like.
He's in Heat, isn't he?
Might have been in Heat. He was in like... Saving Private Ryan. Yeah.
Let's see if we can get all the kids that are... Man, no.
That's too bad.
I don't know why
it really
I
is. Because you're using Bing.
Right. That's the problem.
Maybe it's just this year.
Let's see. No.
Yep, there we go.
Oh, there you go.
That's it. This is this year's... Oh, that's a... There he is.
Oh, my God. This kid is a wonder.
Kevin Begole is his name.
I've played against some kid baseball players that have these mullets, and they're great. That's why Roan's growing one. Attaboy, get after it.
Oh, Kevin's got to win, you guys.
Well, if there's only five
like,
guys.
Kevin's got to win.
He's the winner.
Yeah. It looks like he has almost a Van Halen logo.
I think Kevin's the photographer. The name of the child is JD.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
JD.
I forgot.
Just the photo credit.
JD Sterk. Strix, I don't know how that's his name there. But it doesn't say his age. But you got to go check him out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com because I'm putting all my money behind him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's
majestic.
He's incredible. That kid's mullet is unlike any mullet I've ever seen.
He's all in.
Yes. He grew his hair to an incredible length and then just shaved it to a mullet. Yeah. Incredible.
Pretty damn amazing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Leave it to a woman from Florida to be questioned by police on why her car looks the way it does and give a pretty hilarious explanation.
Okay.
Police found a woman named Siobhan Stanley. She's from Boca Raton, Florida. They found her getting out of her car while it was running. And when they approached her, these are all the words they used to describe her officially in the police report.
Okay.
Obnoxious.
Yes.
Talkative.
Check.
Aggressive.
Check.
Interruptive.
Check.
Repetitive.
Check.
Argumentative.
Check.
Belligerent.
Check.
And resisting. Mm. The police report says her speech was slurred and she was unable to answer the officer's questions. They noticed her front left tire was missing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's the deal with that?
Her driver's side mirror was broken off.
Yeah.
Her back tire was flat. When they said, "How in the heck did your car get damaged like this?" She said, "I don't know. I think it blew up."
Oh, wow. I think it blew up.
They said, "Pardon me?" She said, "It might have blown up."
Mm-hmm. Oh.
This may come as a surprise, but she did admit to having a few drinks beforehand and also had difficulty completing multiple field sobriety tests. So she now faces charges of DUI and refusing to accept a citation. This is her mugshot.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Yep. Ma'am, it looks like you drove that thing through the Terminator War. I don't know. A couple of drinks.
They always say.
Yeah.
Just a couple. If you are driving still with a missing tire.
I don't know how that's
incredible,
possible.
Number one.
Yeah, and unbelievable. I think I may have seen it in Detroit once, but yeah. You are out of your mind wasted.
Yeah.
If you don't realize you have a tire, you're wasted.
Like, one's flat, one's gone.
Yeah.
You're still going.
I mean, there's flames and things.
Yeah, sparks.
It's a hard thing to ignore.
And I think they can probably find out what happened to her car if they just go back and find the tire.
Her hair looks like she was right there for an explosion, though.
Yeah. Did look like it blew her right back.
I understand why she's a drinker.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Life's not great.
No.
It's not the biggest looker you'll ever
see. It's not great.
For sure.
So much hair.
So much of it.
It's a lot of hair. It's luxurious, but.
Yes.
No, not quite.
Well.
It's kind of Bride of Frankenstein-ish.
Well, yes. It's thick.
Yeah. Not a great look. Another bitch is tripping. This one in Ohio. She's been accused of attacking a guy with a knife and fork.
Whoa.
Saying she was going to eat him.
Mm-hmm. The number one threat to anybody in Ohio.
Cannibalism. Oh, my.
I will eat you.
When Ohio turns to human flesh.
I've heard it 100 times.
That's it.
That's why you left, right? Yeah. That's why you
had to get out of there.
Yeah.
Fear. All the human walking dead.
Yeah. I was like, I know I'm delicious. I got to get out of here.
That's true.
This woman in Cheviot, Ohio.
Don't know that place, so that means bad times.
Yeah. Wow. She's been arrested, charged with assaulting a man with a knife and fork. Omega Hopkins is her name.
Omega.
I'm Omega Hopkins. She allegedly attacked Anthony Pearson at a home off North Bend Road near Mount Airy Forest.
Oh.
Where are these people
It's a bad place.
Ah.
Oh, no. We're in Mount Airy Forest.
Pull over.
You're the police here? The police even have a knife and fork in there.
Yeah. We're so hungry. We're so hungry. We haven't eaten here.
Oh, no. Hungry Ohioans. Get him. Pedal to the metal. Get him. Woo! Run.
She stabbed the guy with a fork, then cut him with a kitchen knife, saying she was going to eat him.
Well, I believe her.
She was not joking.
She did cause serious injury. No information has been released on Anthony's condition or what led up to her attacking him with a fork and knife. But she has been arrested and charged with assault. There's Omega's mugshot.
Oh, boy.
She looks like she means business.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, like she was not joking.
She's going to have a hard time eating my flesh with no teeth.
Yeah, she missing
teeth. I don't think there's any teeth.
You don't think there's teeth in there?
I think you can tell a mouth that closes right to gums.
Got the Ohio smile.
Doesn't say
the beautiful Ohio smile.
Mm-hmm. Well, it takes it down. She doesn't have teeth.
Yes, but I mean,
threat.
She still has a knife and fork.
True.
She could cut me up into small, manageable bites.
I'm trying to see, how old would you think she is? They don't give her age.
It's so hard to tell.
She's 35.
Yeah, that's it. She's probably like maybe mid-40s.
Say 50.
Really?
She looks 60-something.
51.
So she's,
Oh, it's down by Cincinnati.
Oh, that's right. My computer can only do Bing now after it was rescued from Egypt.
That's Southern Ohio. They will definitely eat you down there.
In Southern Ohio?
Bing. That's what we're doing now.
Wow, it's doing. Lisa,
it was a day.
I leave for one day and we're doing Bing.
Yeah. We have to.
And I'm shocked we got a result.
Yeah. Pretty instantly. Oh, there's the other pictures out of Cheviot, Ohio.
Yeah, look at that. That's the most fun anybody's ever had down there. That picture they took with the sheep.
Oh my God, yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's brutal times.
But yeah, luckily he wasn't eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just cut up.
Yeah, you gotta look at the bright side.
You do. You absolutely do, Andy. Suspecting that someone had entered a barn on her property without permission, a Florida woman set up a trail camera that subsequently reported a dude having repeated sexual contact with her horse.
Oh, boy.
Homeowner Catherine Engel told police last month she installed a trail camera inside the four-stall Vero Beach barn where her horses are kept. After discovering some weird things, she thought something was up. The camera, cops say, captured 57-year-old Santiago Victoria entering the barn late at night and invading a stall with a horse named Mariah Carey.
Beautiful name.
Why did they have to call it Mariah Carey?
Because when you ride it, you feel like it's one sweet day.
I hope it's a male horse, because that's funny.
Tell me that you want me to. I don't know that. Sweet, sweet fantasy baby.
James sings the Mariah Carey hits.
You're driving me crazy. I just picture that sound coming out of a horse.
Yep.
Well, I don't think a horse makes that sound.
No.
You feel that way when you ride it, I bet.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
During three separate encounters, this woman said.
Took him three times, huh?
Santiago gets behind Mariah Carey in a sexual manner.
Yeah.
If you own horses, you have to have a camera.
Yeah.
Like, these days, it
I guess
seems
you
like
do.
By them.
It's so sad.
That's honestly crazy. Ah, America, the end is nuts. The Indian River Sheriff's Office affidavit provides a graphic account of Santiago's illicit conduct inside the barn. I won't go into all
Well,
of
we
those
know
details,
what he's done.
Right?
We know what he's done.
He told cops he worked for a welding company that parks their vehicles there. When the cops confronted Santiago at his residence, he reportedly admitted to having intercourse with the horse. We couldn't recall how many times he did it.
Oh, man.
What if he just brags he just banged Mariah Carey?
Oh, man.
Imagine he's telling his friends.
Guys, you never believe this. I just banged Mariah Carey.
What? How did you meet Mariah Carey?
Let me tell you, that ass is out of this world. Bam! We just happened to, you know, encounter each other over at the horse farm.
Oh,
really? In Florida?
She's an equestrian enthusiast. Who would have thought?
Oh, goodness.
You know?
Dude.
Beautiful, beautiful mouth.
Oh, no. Nope.
Great teeth.
Big old chompers.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Beautiful. So Santiago was arrested on 3 felony burglary charges. He was booked into the county jail where he's being held in lieu of a $75,000 bond. Santiago had previously been convicted of DUI and violating probation. He's going to be arraigned at the end of next month. He's been ordered to stay away from this farm.
Yeah, he'll go find another one.
There is his mugshot.
Oh, jeez. He looks like a
Why does he
villain.
Look like an Old West villain?
Yeah.
I know, right?
What's the is that a collar he has on?
No, they put just like one of those. They covered up whatever he was wearing with like a, you know, little barber shop.
Yeah, looks like thing. Is it
looks like John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a old-timey look to him.
There's like a bad guy in like Three Amigos.
Oh, what is that guy's name? That's a good movie.
You could cast this guy.
Just gave me an idea, though.
I hope not.
No, not effing horses or anything. My really God, Jesus. No. If we get another dog one day, it's going to be little Kenny Rogers.
I have to talk that over with Amber first. How do you think she
Kenny
feels
Rogers,
about that?
Kenny Rogers, get down here! No, Kenny Rogers, no!
I love it.
It's a good name.
Yeah, amazing.
It is really actually a good name.
Our next dog shall be named Kenny Rogers. Mark my word.
You have to get another dog just so you can name
it. I think so.
Yeah, you were like against getting another dog until now.
Until this exact moment. Yeah. It's fine as long as he can be named Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers the dog.
Kenny Rogers got out last night.
You almost have to get one of those dogs that grows beards.
Irish setter
named Kenny Rogers.
You don't see too many Irish setters anymore.
No, you don't.
No.
I don't see them at the dog parks.
Oh, look how cute they are as puppies, though.
Yeah, that's not
what I was thinking. I thought,
what were you thinking?
The little Irish, those little Irish
like
dogs
little
with
dog
the beards.
With beards. You got to look up dog with beard.
Okay. Yeah. Bing, help us.
That actually, Irish
really
setter.
Bing.
That's what,
Bing.
Is that one of those guys?
That's what my little dog is.
That one right there.
This one. Those
ones. Come on.
Kenny Rogers.
Oh, my God.
That's Kenny Rogers.
Meet Kenny Rogers.
Is that a miniature schnauzer?
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay, there we go. I'm getting a miniature schnauzer, and it's going to be named Kenny Rogers. Incredible.
Kenny Rogers! John! Kenny Rogers pooped again on the carpet! Quick, I've lost Kenny Rogers! Can someone help us find Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers. You're a good boy.
You're such a good Kenny Rogers. Who's a good Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers slept on my lap all night.
A dog with like two names. Like,
I do too. It's great.
Kenny Rogers.
It's great.
I love it. 100%.
But it has to somehow embody Kenny Rogers.
You've got
to
have a beard.
And that's the kind of compromise we can make that Amber will like a miniature schnauzer, right?
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to a full-grown one.
Yeah.
So.
And that one right there has the beard. I mean, it's so perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Those dogs are hilarious.
I'm going to get him a little white leisure suit, and we are good to go. It's the only time I'll be into dressing up dogs.
Yeah. If I can dress them like... and Kenny Rogers, get over here! Then you get on stage, Kenny Rogers!
He does tricks.
Sing your songs!
Yep, we are doing dog singing Kenny Rogers.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's my new dog. I'm so excited now.
Yeah.
Every time he enters the room, that condition song plays. I just dropped in.
What condition my condition was
in?
Oh, there's another great suggestion. Get another dog.
Yeah.
Female. Call it
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Barkin. Yeah.
Oh, Barkin.
Dolly
like
Barkin.
Perfect.
I don't know.
Kenny and Dolly, get over here.
Yep.
They have so many dogs just to have funny names for them.
I know. I'm just like, why does Dave have seven dogs now?
Just because they had funny names.
People kept sending them names.
It'd be funny to name a dog just like a random celebrity name that's not really, like, be like, that's my dog, Chris Christopherson.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
He's an amazing actor.
Also my dog.
Yeah.
My dog, Steve Buscemi.
Someone said, my niece has a dog named Willie Nelson. I love the two names.
Yeah.
My sister has a tiny white terrier rescue mutt named Jerry Garcia. Mm. Someone has a Bob Seger. Someone has a Max Scherzer because it's got two different color eyes.
Oh, cool. Mm.
Neighbor's dog is called Kevin Bacon.
So see, that's a pig name.
That's your pig name.
Yeah, yeah, that's a pig name. Kevin Bacon and John Hamm.
Yep. I'm in. Two pigs. Yep. You can't get one pig. If you're going to get a pig, you need two.
You need two of them. Mm-hmm. If the makers of the Grand Theft Auto game are looking for content, this is something maybe they'd consider. A man in Rhode Island named Charles Kendrick was up at 2 a.m. playing Grand Theft Auto. Oh, and he was naked at the time.
Okay.
He heard a grinding sound outside, like something was being cut. So he jumped up and went out to investigate. And that's when he saw someone under his car stealing his catalytic converter. He confronted the thief, and they fought. Charles still naked.
Right.
But the guy got away with his catalytic converter.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the story, in his words, of how this all played out from WJAR-TV. Take a listen.
This Wednesday, Charles Kendrick of Pawtucket was up late.
It was about 2 a.m., playing video games, Grand Theft Auto, funny enough.
He heard a grinding sound.
That's something getting cut.
So he went to investigate.
I'm naked in my house. Like, you know, I'm relaxing. So I come out the house naked, and sure enough, there's somebody under my car.
Kendrick approaches, and things escalate.
I have him from out under the car, and he starts swinging the saws all at me. I start fighting with the guy and wrestling with him. He ends up elbowing me, but I still grab onto him, and I end up getting his phone off of him. So the cops have his phone and everything like that.
The thief stole Kendrick's catalytic converter, an emission control device containing precious and valuable metals like palladium and rhodium. We've told you about several local businesses hit by thieves just this year.
It's been happening all over the place, and it's crazy.
They can sell them at scrap yards or online for several hundred bucks.
It's not the end of the world to me, but there's people out there that, you know, that wake up in the morning, they're not expecting it, and now they have no way to get to work.
Kendrick is out about $200 and has a few scratches, but he's glad he stood his ground.
I don't think he was expecting to get caught, and I definitely was not expecting to get caught by somebody, like, naked. I guarantee I wasn't the first one of the night, but I guarantee I was the last with him.
Takes a ballsy guy, no pun intended, to run outside naked to confront someone cutting something off their car.
He swings the saws all at you?
You're nude, and he's swinging that at you?
Hopefully he wasn't playing around with prostitutes in the GTA game. He walks out with a full-on erection.
Oh, my lord.
He's got to fight a guy with the saws off flying around.
I don't want
that thing to get nicked.
No, you don't. He would have bled to death.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe. I don't know. He looks like he might...
You think he looks average. Like a man who has a big wiener?
He might be a little above average, yeah.
Well, I think the testosterone level of a naked man who attacks someone.
Yeah, you're that confident, you know, you're playing video games and you're that confident you're just going to walk out of your house to investigate completely nude. Who doesn't stop to put pants on? A man who's well endowed.
Yeah.
That's who.
That's a good point.
That's the first thing I do is put together.
Chuck has emergency pants all throughout his house.
Oh, my God. I really do.
I panic when the ring goes off. I'm like, oh, no!
Yeah.
Well, because I'm usually pleasuring
myself.
I got to put pants on. I got to go see what the FedEx lady wants.
This is a personal question. Choose to answer it or not. Hmm? Do you play video games nude?
Me, not anymore, because it's not in my bedroom.
Okay.
No.
But when I used to have the video game system set up in my bedroom, like, I'd be naked in bed playing games. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. No big deal.
He's always naked in bed.
It's my favorite way to be in bed.
Yeah.
This guy said, I'm from Pawtucket, Rhode Island. That is the most Pawtucket story I've ever heard in my life. So it lines up with... But again, luckily, he could have got really hurt.
Yeah, he could have.
Yeah.
Nude fight with a guy with a cutting device.
It's amazing that these scrapyards just... allow a guy to show up with like 25 of these things.
Well, that's the real problem. If they couldn't find a place to sell them to, then they wouldn't do it.
Right.
Right?
They must not like do like they do at pawn shops where
It's like they go there and then the business loses the money if it's stolen stuff.
They
scrap it right away.
That's what they do.
I guess so you can't prove it.
You can't
though,
prove
right?
anything.
Where did they get it from? It's not like it's tied to that car in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And it's not like a stolen like necklace or something that's like, that's the necklace, you know? Mm-hmm. So everything's been melted down.
Coming up, idiot criminal of the day. What's the ridiculous reason a guy from Idaho called the police department? Let's find out.
The idiot criminal of the day.
A 23-year-old dude from Idaho. Not the brightest criminal ever.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested when he called the police department to retrieve the handgun he is suspected of using to shoot someone. Witnesses told police they saw someone pull out a gun and shoot someone during an argument in a group of people. Witnesses believed it was Christian Sanchez. He was the shooter. When they questioned him, he denied involvement. Sanchez was brought into custody on a felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon charge. Police obtained a video posted to social media in which another guy, though, 23-year-old Nicholas Garcia, took credit for the shooting. When questioned, Sanchez confirmed he was with Garcia, but he claimed neither one of them shot anyone. Through further investigation, police were able to determine that Garcia was, in fact, the likely shooter. And then the other day, they answered a call from him. He said, "Hey, you have my gun. I want to come down there and get it. Oh. You can't keep it.
Come on down."
And they said, come on in.
Yeah.
Come pick up your gun. Detectives patrolled the walkway they believed that he would take, and they arrested him without incident.
Wow.
He was taken to the county jail on an aggravated battery with the use of a deadly weapon charge. The other guy had his charges amended to felony accessory to aggravated battery. The victim of the shooting, by the way, was fine, was released from the hospital, but this guy was so incredibly dumb, he called to get his gun back.
Look at how dumb he looks.
He looks stupid. He's got a real dumb face.
Man.
Really, really dumb in the face.
He looks so dumb.
That's just too bad. But good thing he's dumb, and they got him.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's another reason why you shouldn't complain about your food.
I'm never going to.
I don't.
Someone could burn you with hot oil.
See? Mm-hmm.
I expect that. Yep. Even if I don't complain about the food.
You just every once in a while, you're like,
I'm like, somebody's going to pour hot oil on me.
The manager of a Tennessee Wendy's.
Hmm. Can you imagine?
Stop right there.
Yeah, could you imagine?
That's a dark fate.
Is accused of throwing hot grease on a customer during a dispute over cold food and is now facing criminal charges.
Sure.
The customer was burnt up pretty bad, apparently, after 23-year-old Damaris Pritchett attacked him with a pan of hot oil at the Wendy's in Huntington, Tennessee. He was arrested just a few days ago on an aggravated assault charge. It all happened after the customer ordered at the drive-thru, got the food, then pulled back into the drive-thru to complain that his food was freezing cold.
Hmm.
The guy said, "It was hot when you got it." The customer said, "No, it wasn't. I literally reached into the bag. It was cold, so I pulled back into the drive-thru." The guy said, "You're lying to get free food." The customer said, "I'm not. I just came through so I could get a new order." He said, "Hold on." Got a pan of hot oil and doused the man with it.
Oh, my God.
Part of the attack was captured on store surveillance, according to the police. It does show the guy going into the kitchen and returning to the drive-thru window with the pan of oil.
Now, we're all taking this guy's word for it.
Whose word?
The drive-through guy that.
He wasn't trying to. You still can't put hot oil on anybody.
Maybe.
No, you can't. You can't throw hot oil on someone, Chuck. What's wrong with you?
Like a little bit.
No, never, ever.
Just a tiny bit.
Like a spritz. You know.
You're siding with the hot oil thrower?
I kind of am. Yep. I'm going to go out on a limb
because
here.
You had a lot of cold food or something?
Yep. Is that why? I understand that some people take a stand and then, you know.
Right.
Look what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this is a guy like you who got cold food and took a stand.
I know, I'm just saying.
And then gets burnt to a crisp.
It's just a bad day at Wendy's.
It's another day.
It's a really bad day.
Tennessee Wendy's has probably seen all kinds of stuff you can't even imagine.
What kind of pan do they have that's full of...
probably just scooped some oil out of the fryer
French
with
fryer.
A pan,
I guess so, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Anything that was lying around.
They don't show the injuries of this guy?
No, they didn't release the footage.
They said it's bad, though.
They said burnt up pretty bad. That was the quote from the police report.
Yeah.
It's hot, bubbly oil. Right?
Yeah. I do. I just wonder. You see a lot of these go bad, and it's like, you know, the person that comes in is generally the big a-hole.
Right.
I understand you don't deserve to get oil poured on you.
Never.
But, like, it's very easy to be like, I just asked very nicely if I could get my
they have
food
no video
back.
Of it.
They do have store surveillance, they say.
Oh, they do?
They
do
release it, though. It may not have audio.
Yeah.
They do kind of, like, ham up that part, right? Like, where they're like, I was just simply calm.
And
I said to the man, I said, I would appreciate if my food would more temperature friendly.
Hold on, let me just go to the back and get some boiling hot oil and pour it all over you. Thank
you. That seems very unreasonable.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't think that it would escalate from you asking this nicely to me getting this giant thing of boiling oil, but
there you go.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
And then my car smells like french fries forever.
Well, so does your face.
That's the least of his worries.
Yeah, so does your face.
He was burnt really badly.
Try getting the french fry smell out, Lisa. I'll never be able to sell
it center for months.
Yeah.
Come on.
Not only do I have skin grafts, but I can't get the smell of french fries out of my...
And it ruined one of my favorite shirts. My favorite shirt is ruined.
It's my best shirt. My favorite one. And the smell of french fries.
Yeah.
I can't eat french fries anymore.
No.
Just thinking about it.
And that's the lawsuit.
Right. Your hairline is now in a perfect line straight.
I understand
in the
I look like
head.
Skeletor.
Yeah.
But I'm really concerned about that fry smell.
Yeah. It's just always, it's always funny to me because it's like I went in and I was a perfect gentleman. And then oil was thrown all over me. Come on. I bet I bet it was a heck of a thing. You can't pour oil on anyone.
Not that I want to justify Chuck's rage and oil. I guess according to the police report, this customer had been harassing the manager about other things for a week.
The police report says he had been harassing him over the course of several weeks about dogs, and he admitted to throwing the hot oil on Mr. Johnson. And they're saying that it sounds like he had a whole vat of hot oil that he poured.
He's completely.
Because it says that you can see in the video, he comes back to the drive-through window with a metal pan and doused Mr. Johnson with the hot oil. Mr. Johnson received treatment at Memorial Hospital, blah, 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 for burns on his left side and arm, which showed obvious extensive blistering.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So
there was much more to it than
it wasn't about cold food and a one-time thing.
No.
A
week of harassment led to
about a dog.
Still can't pour hot oil on
Still
someone.
Can't do
Still
that.
Can't.
No.
Right.
But maybe he was like, oh, you want your food warm?
Right. But I mean, the story was he went in and
as reported.
Nice, so nice to him.
I simply turned around in the drive-thru to correct the matter.
Yeah. I almost feel like he came back like 45 minutes later with cold food too. Mm-hmm. Like I'd love to know the timestamp of everything. You know,
I'm sure that's on camera, right? You'd be able to see the time you pulled through and then the time he came back.
I mean, at the end of the day, the real story is a man was doused with a vat of hot oil,
which no
and
matter
he is
what
now
led
a French
to
fry.
That it can't happen.
Yeah.
You can't
French
never
fry.
Turn someone into a human fry.
No. Human French fry.
No good.
You're the 23-year-old manager of Wendy's is in big trouble.
Yes. He is. But it's maybe now it's for the best.
That's another thing, too. I'm probably 57 working behind the counter at Wendy's, and the 23-year-old guy's my manager.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that does suck.
You know, that's...
Oh, yeah.
Full other angle.
Get with it, man!
Hey, it sucks for the 23-year-old, too. I've been there. Having to boss older people
oh,
around.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
A, at the grocery store and at you the gas station. It was the worst because you try to... you're just trying to tell them to do their job, and they act like a child. And
I'm yeah.
Like, you're like 20 years older than me. Can you be a little more mature? I'm just asking you to go to your cash register and do your job.
Yep.
Speaking of cooking oil, there's another story to tell you about. This one different. A Pennsylvania man arrested for siphoning cooking oil from restaurants into a van. Why was he doing this? Let's find out here. The story from WBRE-TV.
20-year-old Stephen Caraballo Matos was brought back to Luzerne County to face felony charges after investigators say he was caught stealing cooking oil from the American Grill in Exeter and an hour later from B3Q Smokehouse on Wyoming Avenue in West Pittston Wednesday morning.
They're utilizing vans to hide the containers inside, and they're siphoning it from the tanks at the business to the tanks inside their vans.
West Pittston police released this video last week to Eyewitness News, which allegedly shows Caraballo Matos stealing the oil and then ramming his van into B3Q Smokehouse owner's vehicle.
So that just shows to what extent they'll do to avoid apprehension.
Caraballo Matos was arrested by local police at his home near Allentown. He was held in the Lehigh County Jail over the weekend.
When the Salisbury Township PD made contact with them, his family were aware of the incident. So obviously, if they were aware, he was aware. And he had an opportunity to contact us. He knew that we were looking for him.
Cooking oil is becoming more common in thefts. Restaurant owners recycle it to get paid by companies that refine it into fuel. It's unclear to the public what thieves are doing with it.
People stay in it's cooking oil. It goes a lot deeper than just the theft of cooking oil.
Investigators say they do not know where the van is or the stolen cooking oil. Now, there was an accomplice in this case. That person has not been arrested.
Yeah, so is there some like underground refinery thing happening? Because why else? The only reason he'd be stealing it is so that he could sell it to someone that's doing that and make money from it that way, right?
It's probably someone that's gathering it from a lot of different locations and then taking in a large amount.
To the place.
To a place under a legit
business
company.
Yeah, because that's really your only motivation is you're going to make money from stealing it somehow.
Yeah, like how much cooking oil could I be siphoning?
It's cooking oil.
It's cooking oil.
Sorry. How much?
Get it right.
Cooking oil.
Cooking.
Can I be siphoning? Also, I siphon a lot of stuff because of fish tanks. You got to start siphons. You always
get some in your mouth.
You always.
Yeah.
Like that's gross.
That, amazingly enough,
used
takes us to our very next story.
Come on.
Which you should be very careful about. A woman becomes the first person in the world to contract this new rare disease.
Here we go.
What now?
While cleaning her fish tank.
See?
A Maryland woman, the first in the world to contract an extremely rare life-threatening bacterial disease from her own freshwater aquarium filled with imported tropical fish.
Yep, that's what mine's full of.
The 56-year-old woman was hospitalized after becoming infected with melioidosis, a foreign bacteria that's very rarely found in America. It's only found in tropical areas like South Asia and Australia. But when cases are uncovered in America, they're usually linked to people who have traveled internationally. This Maryland woman had never left America.
Or fish have.
Why does she need to? She's got that tropical fish tank.
I don't need no fancy vacations.
Lakes. I can go to the lakes of Africa whenever I want, Lisa. I just go to my basement. I am in the lakes
Chuck the Freak Africa. Is this Maryland woman.
I am in the lakes of Africa. The three lakes of Africa.
It's different.
Lake Malawi. Today's adventure takes me to Lake Malawi, where I will look upon the African cichlids in my tank, looking to poison me with their death. The lakes of Africa.
So she is the first woman in the first person in the world to contract this deadly bacteria from a home aquarium. Contamination of aquarium water used to transport fish from Singapore to France has previously been detected. The woman had a fever, cough, and chest pain. Spent 3 weeks in the hospital, had to take antibiotics for months before the infection finally cleared. Her home aquarium contained the bacteria that was found in her body.
So they knew right away what it was from, I guess. The hospital, when she went in there, they weren't like...
They didn't.
So they had to investigate and figure out, and then like she's like, oh, my
tropical
fish. Aquarium.
They had no idea. It took a big investigation to figure this out. She recalled sticking her bare hands and arms into the water and gravel to clean the tanks before she got sick.
Do it all the time.
Oh, my God.
A few of her fish also died during that time period.
Fish die all the time.
But they're not sure if bacteria played a role there. How do you get it? It can be contracted by ingesting contaminated water and soil. So if you're siphoning, Chuck, that water out, or direct contact with contaminated water and soil through cuts or abrasions.
Yeah, it's a risk you take, you know. You're pretty badass when you're recreating the lakes of Africa in your basement.
So now they're urging American doctors to consider melioidosis in patients with symptoms who have had exposure to tropical fish and freshwater
aquariums.
It's going
to be part of the questionnaire when they're asking, so have you been?
Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah, do you have a tropical aquarium?
I just hope that when she was laying there almost dead in the hospital bed, they played this while she was laying there to be like, you kind of traveled.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of traveled.
That's as close as I want to get to the lakes of Africa is my basement.
So, Chuck, if you notice cough, shortness of breath, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, fever, and body rashes...
I'm going to think it's something else off the top.
Right. But then also think aquarium.
And then I'm like, I don't know.
I don't get it from your aquarium.
Yeah. I mean, that sucks. Careful. But, you know, I guess I'll kill all my fish today. Get rid of them.
That's it. Getting out of the
too aquarium. Dangerous.
Yeah, you never know.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.